Question from Srinivas Krishna Prabhu. If Krishna says to go beyond Vedas in Bhagavad Gita, then why we take Hare Krishna Mahamantra from the same Vedas? Why is it not mentioned in such important scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam? Answer. When Krishna is mentioning in 2.44 Trigunya Vishaya Vedanis Trigunya Bhavarjuna, the Vedas talk about subjects within three modes, and therefore you should go beyond the Vedas. So the emphasis here is not in rejecting the Vedas per se, but in rejecting the mundane subject matters that are taught in the Vedas. So in the Vedas there are also hints and guides towards transcendence, towards the realm of existence that is beyond material existence. And directions for attaining that are to be not rejected but accepted. Ultimately, Krishna has himself given the Vedic literature, and he also says in the Bhagavad Gita 15.15 that Vedaischa Sarvair Aham Eva Vedyo, that by all the Vedas I am to be known. So we cannot just take one statement from scripture which says reject the Vedas. First of all, he's not saying reject the Vedas. He says go beyond the Vedas because they tell about subject within three modes. However, the Vedic literature are a progressive pathway for elevation that ultimately leads one to transcendence, and the highest reality in transcendence is Krishna. So that is the ultimate goal, attainment of Krishna, as is mentioned in 15.15. So whenever these Vedic scriptures are talking about transcendental subjects, those instructions are surely to be accepted. And the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, which comes in the Chaitanya Upanishad part of the Atharva Veda, talks about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. Similarly, the Kalisantra and Upanishad talks about the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And that's why the Vedic literature, wherever they are talking about transcendence, that part has to be accepted. And that part which is talking about mundane things, that has to be subordinated to that part which is ultimately leading to transcendence. So now regarding the Srimad Bhagavatam, the Srimad Bhagavatam is in one sense the whole Srimad Bhagavatam is an expansion of the holy names of Krishna. Because the Srimad Bhagavatam concludes with Nam Sankirtanam Yasya Sarva Papa Pranashinam Pranamo Dukkha Shamanam Stam Namami Harim Param. That by chanting the holy names of Krishna, one will, Nama of Vishnu or Krishna, one will become free from all sins. So what to speak of looking for the Hare Krishna Mahamantra there. In fact, the whole Srimad Bhagavatam repeatedly talks about the glories of the holy name. There is the chanting of one name of Narayan by Ajamil. There is the chanting of the holy names by the various sages when they are hearing and reciting the Srimad Bhagavatam together. And then there is the explicit glorification of the holy name that comes repeatedly throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. So it starts in the first canto, and the references to the glorification of the holy name are there even in the 12th canto, repeated. It is one of the most consistently repeated themes in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So regarding the specific of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, that was there in the Vedic literature, as I mentioned, it is there in the Kalisantra Upanishad and the Chaitanya Upanishad or Atharva Veda. But it was popularized and made widespread by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we don't have to expect everything about everything to be present in every book. The principle of the chanting of the holy names is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam, and the specifics of which name are to be chanted, they are given in other scriptures. The Vedic scriptures are to be understood in a holistic way, not in a piecemeal way where one tries to take one thing from here. One doesn't have to expect everything that we need about everything to be found in one book. That's why we need the great spiritual teachers who give us the integrated understanding of how we can apply the essence of the Vedic wisdom as integrated from various sources and as made relevant and potent for our application in our day-to-day lives. That is what we learn from the Acharyas, and that's why it's important to study the scriptures under the guidance of the Acharyas. So the principle of the holy name is there in the Srimad Bhagavatam. The specifics of the holy name are given in other scriptures, and they are revealed to us by the Acharyas. Thank you.